Take the world and paint it red. Ooh, chica, ah, paint it red.
What did it look like in the early days of Orville? What do we see it as today in Orville, and what could we do to bring more prosperity to Orville? So we have people like Pashi and the rest here today who can also help answer your questions if you have any. But this is hopefully an open space where we can all brainstorm and discuss together. So thank you for coming. After this discussion space, we will have more activities. So we will have things like a meditation later on, a fire dance, some music, some film screenings. So you're welcome to stay. We'll be open probably until around 9 o'clock latest. So the activities will come as we start speaking. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm also happy that the Youth Link has chosen the title Prosperity and Peace. When look at this combination of the two words, in the wild old world, prosperity does not bring peace. Prosperity at individual level brings exploitation, at collective level power, and at national level, to dominate in social lives, in political lives, become dominant world powers. More prosper you are, the more you become exploitative and assertive. In context of Orville, prosperity means, according to me, totally something different. Prosperity is abundance, where participants are the ones who bring about the prosperity, the abundance in all aspects of life, whether it is environmental, whether it is physical, whether it is spiritual. Every sphere of life, there has to be an abundance, a collectivity from which we can draw what we need. And Orville is an experiment which has been made based on this idea that the word peace should have a much deeper meaning to us within and also in our overall associations, by trying to find a way of life with certain values that can create a collective consciousness moving towards that goal, where prosperity or cashless society is an automatic outcome. And when we talk in that terms, and this is why perhaps the mother chose, when she was giving us the charter, all the other things were indicative, how we have to move, what is the goal, and so on and so forth. But one thing she made very, very specific and conditional. And according to me, that is the key to our understanding what prosperity is. And that key was when she said, but to live in Orville, one must be a living servitor of the divine consciousness. If we cannot have our attitude tuned to this, all our activities then are mentalized at different levels, different experiences, different backgrounds that we bring together to it. But if we can constantly identify ourselves with this particular level of goal and consciousness, I think the meaning of prosperity will change completely altogether. Now, having said that, I want to also share with you how this word prosperity came into play. Because the forerunner of this idea of Orville is Sri Aurobindo Ashram in Pondicherry, where Sri Aurobindo and the mother tried to experiment with a limited number of people to try and find a new way of life based on the spiritual values, where when anybody became an inmate, the principle that was outlined there was, when you surrender to the divine, it is the divine's responsibility to take care of you. And in this context, whoever came into to become an inmate all their needs were completely taken care of. And what they were required to do was do a given work with the total offering, sense of offering as a Karmyogi. So that was the experience, and there were three taboos at that time in the ashram. No politics, no drugs, no sex. And then you surrendered yourself to the working that was guided by Sri Aurobindo's mother. So you had no freedom to express yourself this way or that way. In other words, you were the guinea pigs. And in terms of your needs, whether it was housing, whether it was food, whether it was clothing, everything was taken care of. And also, there was a certain benevolence in the sense that if you had some needs to buy something, she will give you a little pocket money. To the extent that even she indulged some of the habits we call bad. I give you an example. Yeah. Sat Prem was addicted to smoking. So she used to keep a packet of cigarettes with her. So when he would come to visit her to make the recordings, she will grant him three cigarettes, one for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner. Now, that was the way the mother dealt with the situation, but the principle was that you concentrated on your karma yogic activities in a chosen field of activity that has been given to you, and you don't have to worry about your living, your way of life, and things like that. You are totally merged with the work. When the idea of Aurobindo started emerging, this having been practiced quite successfully over a period of time, she decided that the same formulation could be applied to Aurobindo with small changes. The changes in Aurobindo were, there were two conditions were still there, the third was removed. The two conditions that remain was no politics, no drugs. But Aurobindo was an experiment to develop an urban habitat with the families. But the principle of prosperity was maintained the same. The only thing is that when we look at the old format of prosperity, we find it's very funny today, because each one of the items described there then indicates what you can have every month, what you can have every 3 months, what you can have every 6 months, what you can have every year, what you can have every 3 years. Okay. Because this was a kind of a disciplined regimen to make you feel that you are not here to indulge in what you call your needs, which actually are what your wants, but basically you get carried with the idea of a need orientation, because difficult to understand the philosophical aspect till we rise to that level of consciousness. So a certain imposition was there. And this worked very well till 1978. 76-78 was the period where there was a period of conflict. And in context of Aurobindo, there was another aspect also which was not there in the ashram. In the ashram, the school or the education was an adjunct. It was not an essential component of the ashram's activity. It came out of a necessity, and Sri Aurobindo's mother felt it is an experiment that they carry out to try out their own methodologies of education and systems and so on and so forth. But the children were not integral part of the ashram at all. In context of Aurobindo, children were the integral part of Aurobindo. And most of us don't realize this, but when in 1968-67, the first prototype master plan was offered to the Ford Foundation, I want to share that with you with an amazing precision, that even that time, the figure 50,000 for the city had already been decided upon. And how the mother decided how this distribution is going to take up. 0 to 19 age group, 17,000. 7,000 the mentors for this 0 to 19 age group, 24,000. 2,000 in the Green Belt for agriculture and forestry activities and service activities. Now, balance 24, 8,700 to be precise, were the ones who were responsible for creating economy and prosperity for our world. And the balance were the service factor. Zero to 19, 17,000 were the ones to be mentored to be the future Aurobilians. And that is how the Aurobs will attain that 50,000. Then somebody asked Mother, how do you maintain the figure of 50,000? She said, don't worry about that. 2,000 will be born, 2,000 will die, there will be a balance. Okay. What I want to emphasize is that in Auroville, we had a larger responsibility, one of creating an economy that could ensure the cash-free society throughout, that all those who come to offer themselves for this experiment don't have to worry about their upkeep and their security, financial and otherwise. And secondly, to ensure that even in education, the children are not burdened, or their parents or anybody else, with any fees and things like that. Even today in the ashram school, in spite of the fact it is not an integral part of the ashram, there's no fee. Children are taught free. There is a nominal annual thing that is put in, 300, 400 rupees per person that you have to contribute as a token. If you are staying in a hostel without your parents and all that, you pay for the hostel expenses and so on and so forth. But education is totally free, including even the physical education uniforms. In Auroville, we have to see what are we at today's position after 49 years of our effort. And I feel that a moment has come to reflect, to see where we have deviated from the original path, where the realignment is necessary, why the prosperity is not as prosperous as it should be. And if we can realign ourselves into these aspects now, when we are going to celebrate the 50th anniversary, perhaps it will help us to say where we have gone wrong, where our economy is suffering, why it is a negative economy, what have we done wrong, which we can correct, and can we pool up with our own individual little efforts and experiences to bring about that mission of creating a prosperity for all of us, where we become the givers and not the takers. Not the conditional ones, like we are an employer and employee. What are you going to give me for what I give? No. You're giving because you're giving with joy. And also taking on responsibility, that is what Mother said, at least 5 hours a day, you must work for the collectivity. You still have ample time to indulge in your hobbies and daydreams and whatever dreams, but 5 hours delivered to the collectivity can go a long way. So my own personal experience is that when the divide came, some or the other, we were so busy in fighting the so-called enemy that we didn't realize that if we win, we have a responsibility as well. And this has led us to decentralized, self-centered security systems in terms of economy, in terms of various other factors and so on and so forth. So I feel that the time has come to reflect that can we bring about that collective spirit that came in the beginning of this project, which can be recaptured, because it is a mission that we are here to fulfill. It is not just a way of life to create a spa where each can come and indulge in whichever way one wants because there is no sense of responsibility. No. It is a much larger responsibility, not for myself, but for the collectivity. And the moment we develop that attitude and we start looking at this mantra that I have talked about, what does it mean to me when I commit myself to become an Aurobilian, the willing servitor of the divine consciousness, what does it mean to me? And I tell you that there's also, since the mother is not there physically, we cannot go to her and ask her if she can help. But she's given us a possibility. And that possibility is, according to me, Matrimandir, which mother called the soul of our will. This is one place where we can connect soul to soul. And another aspect I want to share with you is that the 12 petals are the ones which are meant for our obedience. Each petal carries a name, each petal carries a value. Go and relate to it every day. Ask yourself, where do I come up? 0 to 10, where am I? As our consciousness grows, our collectivity will grow. And as our collectivity grows, our economy will grow. And as our economy grows, our prosperity will grow. Because I want to give you a slogan today. Strong economy, strong prosperity, and a cashless society.
Would you like to say something to the youth? Any one of you? No one wants to say anything. Just walk. Karma yoga, that's what you follow. Yeah? Anyone want to say anything?
We're making these hot pads for menstruation.
Okay.
Sustainably menstruating. We're learning how to. What do you want to know?
What is this about? And you guys, what are you doing?
We're from EcoFab Youth. And we're a social enterprise that produces cloth pads and we promote sustainable menstruation. So today what we're doing is getting make your own kits. So whoever wants to participate and learn to make a cloth pad can come and participate.
Yeah, I hope the kids come out here and you have so many people out here.
Yeah, we're a very popular, popular enterprise, as you can see.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, yeah.
See ya. This is from Orville Radio. You guys want to say something? What are you doing here? Selling cookies?
Oh yeah,
for
we're
the youngsters?
Yeah, we're selling cookies, corn chips and veggie sandwiches that we've made.
You made it at home?
We made it at the internship, like a PTDC kitchen. And it's all like homemade from the base. We made it from the flour and everything, the chips.
Okay, so...
Can I taste it? Sure.
But how much do you have to pay for this?
For the cookies, 50.
Okay, I'll have one cookie.
Okay, which one?
You are in a transition school?
No, I don't go to school. Okay. I dropped out of school, but I'm...
Oh, then you took up this?
Do an internship at PTDC.
All right, have fun.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
And there is a lot of food at the Neem Tree. Catch up, dude.
So let's go to Neem Tree and you pay for one dosa for myself, please.
Oh no!
This cake looks good. And what is this?
This is cookies with strawberry jam.
So have you kept a flour here?
Yeah, it's just for a nice
appearance. That's a good decoration.
And this is the chocolate cheesecake.
Okay.
This is the lemon tart, and I have mango and guava juice.
Did you make all of this by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. No help from mom?
No. My friend came over yesterday, so she helped me a little bit. But we even lit the oven and all.
Okay. Cool. Have fun.
Hey.
Hello. What did you hear?
What I'm doing here? Well, we're selling t-shirts for Youth Link for International Youth Day.
Cool. How many t-shirts do you have of amazing designs?
We have...
A lot of t-shirts.
Yeah, we have 4 different designs, and they come in the different sizes. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any particular design what you have chosen for today?
Well, this year's was Orville
Prosperity.
So yeah, that was made for this year's International Youth Day.
Okay, cool. Have fun.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
What do you do?
Here we're presenting a project called Joy of Impermanence, which it's a project aspiring to create a space like a showcase for sustainable technologies like solar energy, wind energy, biogas, low-tech engineer. So as you can see, we have here like a different building techniques.
There are a lot of housing problems which happens in Oroville.
Sorry?
A lot of housing problems in Oroville.
Yes.
So how is this going to help Joy of Impermanence?
It's a five-year project, so we build temporary buildings which can dismantle and then move to another plot.
Have you started doing the work?
We have not started. We're in the site application process right now.
Where is this going to happen?
Depends on the decision of the l'avenir of the directives.
So you have kept a time frame of 5 years, right?
What we apply is for a land for 5 years, but we haven't received like the answer yet. So we need their answer to actually decide. Yeah.
I hope you get a good answer.
Thank you.
All the best.